Welcome to the KBB Unstoppable Business Owner Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping KBB business owners become unstoppable by becoming exit ready with higher profits and more time to work on their business rather than just in it. Let me introduce you to your host, Kevin D. Bannister.
Is your business losing you money? There are many ways that a business can lose money. In general, most focus on increasing sales, and they may even look to lower some of their direct costs, for example. But it's not the only place that you can look to see where you are losing money. This episode was not planned to be one of my sort of first few episodes. However, it's been cropping up more and more lately. And I want you to be able to set some time aside to make sure that you're not losing money in your business. Because if you can't do this, I can assure you that you are losing money in your business. Now, some of you may be thinking, well, this is something my accountant does. Well, 9 times out of 10, it's not something that they are looking at unless you've asked them to look at. So why is it so important to ensure that you're not losing money in your business? Well, if you're not aware that you may be losing some money in your business, it's essentially like having a boat with a leak. And over time, it's either going to get bigger or the boat's going to sink. In order to keep the boat afloat, you must consistently monitor the course that you're going and patching up any leaks. Something to just add to that as well is there was a study done by QuickBooks on small business owners, and businesses that regularly reviewed their financial performance, looking to make sure that they aren't losing money and adjust their strategies accordingly, were 46% more likely to be profitable. So the statistics back the fact reviewing these types of things will increase your ability to be profitable as a business and help you in many other ways as well. So how do you do this? Well, there's 3 simple things that you need to be doing. You need to be evaluating, analyzing, and implementing. So you need to be evaluating your revenue streams. You need to be identifying the products and services that are most profitable and focus your efforts on maximizing returns from these. When it comes to analyzing, you need to be analyzing your expenses, trimming unnecessary costs, negotiating better deals with suppliers, and looking for opportunities to streamline your operation. And finally, when we come to implementing, we are looking to implement efficiency measures. So we're looking to optimize the business processes, investing in technology, automating those sort of repetitive tasks, and training the staff to work smarter rather than just hard. Now, we all know that as a business owner, you are busy, and this doesn't have to be done necessarily just by you. Depending on your size of your business, you may be able to have the team do this and you come in at that review point, but you still need to be involved within this. So it's easy for me to say, I need you to evaluate your revenue, I need you to analyze your expenses, and I need you to implement efficiency measures. But what I want to do is I want to give you sort of 3 or 4 points that are things that will essentially take the least amount of work, but give you the biggest amount. So these points essentially start with subscriptions. Subscriptions is pretty much the biggest one that I've come across where you've got a subscription to Zoom, you've got a subscription to Microsoft, but you're also using Slack, you're using these other tools for this, some editing tools for something else, and all of a sudden, all these little tools that maybe when the business started out weren't that expensive, because if there's only one person using half these tools, in most cases, it's not stupid money. But as the business grows and you've got, say, 5, 10 people working in your business, all of a sudden, we're timesing that figure by 10. And you've then got all the other implications of people having to learn new systems and understand how these different systems work, when most of the time, they can be fit into a couple of subscriptions. Now, I'm not saying you should ditch Zoom for Teams or Teams for Zoom or anything like that, but you just need to be aware of what is out there and what you can utilize in getting that cost down. You do still need to make sure that these obviously applications are of benefit to you, but we come across it so many times where we'll be sitting there going through the books and someone will go, I thought we cancelled that subscription. And lo and behold, you've been using it for the last year, or not using it, as the case may be. The second point is about negotiating with your suppliers. Now, most of the time, it's very easy, especially sort of in the UK. We don't have a barter system in respect of how some other countries work. So in a lot of cases, we just take this is what the price is. But you guys will know from the customer side, you get asked for discounts. You get asked to knock something off or provide something extra. So do be aware that when you are dealing with suppliers, their cost is one of your biggest costs within the business. So the more you can do with this cost will have kind of a compound effect across the rest of your business and obviously all the costs that you're spending with a supplier. So it is imperative that you are looking at this. It's not to say that you need to carte blanche go, I want X percent off, but it's looking at kind of the pricing structure, how things are priced, because you know, things change over time. And unless you're actually on top of understanding what these prices are, you may not be benefiting in the best way. The next one leads me into pricing. There's a couple of ways of looking at this. You can be overpricing or you can be underpricing. What you need to do is be able to find that balance in the middle so that you're sitting there in a situation where the customer's happy, they understand the value that they're getting from what you're providing, and they're happy to exchange that for a particular sum. When you're underpricing, the problem with this is that one, your profit margins get squeezed. So if a job goes bad, it doesn't take very much for this to essentially have a snowball effect that all of a sudden the business isn't actually very profitable very quickly. When we look at overpricing though, overpricing, you will just run people out the doors in some respect. Now, that's not to say that you shouldn't be pushing your prices up to test the market, but if you're consistently overpricing, I mean, you will end up in a situation where the cash isn't coming in at all. So it is imperative that you are meeting that in the middle. I think the biggest thing when it comes to pricing, though, is that understanding of, from a customer point of view, they have to understand what they're getting in return for whether it is a product or a service. They need to understand that they are getting that value. You will have people pay twice the price of someone else for the same product, but it comes down to whether they can sell that. If someone can sell that value, that is ultimately drive sales. The third point is a higher employee turnover rate. Now, a bit jargony, but essentially it's the rate of how many times you're hiring, in a sense. Whether you're losing people and then hiring, you're essentially having to just replace staff. Now, there can be reasons for this to go high. However, if you are at a high turnover rate, you're generally spending a lot of money recruiting staff, whether it's from recruitment fees or just in terms of time, training, the continuity sort of issue of the break that you have when someone comes in after someone leaves, the handover, it can be very expensive. So in a lot of situations, if you actually can keep your team happy, you're in a situation where you're not actually replacing, say, someone that's left because they haven't wanted to work with you. You're adding staff because the business is doing so much better because of that staff member. One of the final things I just want to mention is not investing in your business. Now, by not investing in your business, you are saving money in some ways. You're not putting money into something. So, I mean, you may be able to pull that money out personally. But if you aren't investing in the business, you're not preparing for that long term. In most situations, when someone starts a business, whether it's their time and a small amount of money or a large amount of money, you're investing heavily in the business. Problem that a lot of business owners come up against is when they get to a certain point, they feel that they've got their business that they're happy with. They may want to grow, but they're happy with how things are. The problem is if you aren't investing in the business, you're not preparing for that future. So as things change, you can't adapt in the same way because you're not preparing for it. So investing in your business is definitely a way of not losing money within your business. So there are various different ways that you can put money to good use. This would be marketing to new employees, you've got creating new products, hiring better employees, expanding your online presence, improving your systems and processes. So to recap, there are many ways that you can lose money beyond just focusing on your sales and your direct costs. We talked about the importance of regularly reviewing financial performance to prevent money lost in your business. We then talked about the model in terms of making sure that you're evaluating revenue streams, you're analyzing expenses, and you're implementing efficiency measures. And from some of the points that we talked about, updating subscriptions, making sure that you're negotiating with suppliers, reviewing your pricing and how you deal with high staff turnover rate, and not investing within your business. Now, if you are only going to do one thing from this episode, I would suggest that you look to review your subscriptions, as this is very low-hanging fruit that you can save money on very quickly. Until next time, I'm Kevin D. Bannister, and this has been the KBB Unstoppable Business Owner Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the KBB Unstoppable Business Owner Podcast. If you've enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to follow, subscribe, and share this podcast. To discover more about how to create an exit-ready business, I would like to invite you to join Kevin on his next workshop, How to Become an Unstoppable Business Owner. Join Kevin by visiting kevindbannister.co.uk/workshop.